you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Joe Levy, here to tell you about Final Sessions, the new series that explores some of music's most fascinating releases. For our first season, we're diving into the incredible origin story of Lost and Found, Harry Nilsson's final album of new music.
I waited 25 years to make this album, and constantly, always in my heart, constantly, always with me, constantly mapping out what I wanted it to be.
Despite a hard living lifestyle and a disdain for live performance, he's become something of a cult figure.
Were you a reluctant star, Harry?
I guess you might say that. I mean, I turned down the fan clubs and didn't do interviews and things.
He was the guy the Beatles called their favorite group.
John was teaching him how to scream at the top of his lungs. The next thing they knew was that they woke up on the beach and Harry couldn't speak.
His music is in movies like Midnight Cowboy and Goodfellas. His cover of Bad Fingers Without You topped the charts in the U.S. and around the world. His song Gotta Get Up, maybe you've heard it as the theme to the recent Netflix series Russian Doll. The guy is inescapable. The story of how Harry, his producer Mark Hudson, and a star-studded bunch of friends and admirers, including his son Kifo, put together this final album, it's really kind of amazing.
There were several moments when we would all be sitting in the control room and it's on and we just stop and take a breath and go, you know, this is new Harry Nilsson right now.
And we'll be telling you about it every Friday in November right up to the release of the album on November 22nd. Subscribe to Final Sessions, Harry Nilsson's Lost and Found, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.